Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of this show. You're about to listen to comedian Harper Rose Part 2. My favorite part of her interview was talking about poo breath being a dating deal breaker. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time, comedian Harper Rose. Dude, hey. Welcome back. It's been a minute.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. Hey, congrats, too. You just mentioned you're sober now.
Newly sober.
And what made you decide to make a change?
Okay, well, I actually started doing Al-Anon.
Oh, well, what made you do that?
Well, you know, a number. Okay.
Keep it real. Keep it 100 here.
Okay. Okay. You know what? Yeah. Did you see? I almost got shy. That was weird.
No.
That's why I need to have more energy drink.
This is not the place.
Yeah, you're right.
Cheers,
okay. Cheers.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this.
Okay. Yeah.
Because the more of this I have, the more I'm just going to overshare. So this is going to be really good. Okay.
Good. So back to Al-Anon.
So Al-Anon.
First, describe what that is.
Okay. Al-Anon. Okay. Al-Anon is basically... Okay. Well, I looked up the definition of it the other day, and it actually just means Alcoholics Anonymous. But Al-Anon is for people that grew up or live with addicts or have to interact with addicts.
And codependency is involved.
And codependency. It's like... It's for people that deal with like a different type of addiction, like addiction to chaos, sadness, you know. It's the emo addicts,
right?
Essentially,
and so, you could have a father or mom that are alcoholics, and
I'm blessed, and I have both.
Yeah, both that are alcoholics.
Yes, honey. Double jeopardy. We love to see it.
So, are they still drinking?
One more than the other.
And so, with this situation, was it them that forced you into the rooms, or?
Well, I went in high school. In middle school. I went in middle school for a little bit, but that wasn't, you know, by choice. That was by force. So it didn't really land. And then I was dating a big alcoholic.
Now you're getting to the, meat and potatoes.
Yeah. I was dating.
We won't say his name.
Well, okay.
But do you want to?
No,
we'll keep it anonymous.
No, we'll keep it anonymous. See, I already had too much of this.
Respect.
Okay.
Can I ask you this, though? Is he in Los Angeles?
He is, yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Keep
going.
I will.
Cool.
Okay. So I was dating an alcoholic, and I was doing the classic thing where I'm trying to control him, and then I'm also simultaneously trying to keep up with him drinking-wise.
Give me an example of that, though.
Wait.
Of the control part.
Oh, okay. Texting him at all, like whenever he's like not with me, I'm like stalking his Instagram stories. If he's drinking, I'm like, oh, I thought you were gonna be writing today, babe.
Oh,
what happened to that? And then he's waking up and having like a couple glasses of red wine and like smoking a few joints. He's like, I'm a writer, babe. I gotta tap into my creativity. I'm like, you need to tap into rehab, you sick fuck. And then that's not my place.
He follows Insta stories. What? So you're like a private investigator.
I was legally the FBI. Yeah.
So how
so I can't believe it didn't work out.
No, you're good. No, but you're doing comedy now. So how are women so good at like the social medias and like how do they find things out like that?
Well,
like they can follow
years of trust issues, and like women will make the burner accounts.
They do that? They go that far?
Well, my therapist made me delete mine. So let me just come clean. I deleted my burner accounts.
So describe to them what a burner account on Instagram is. So
no,
it's a fake account.
It's a fake account. It's like user 4372018.
And then what kind of image do you put up there?
For mine, I had a picture of a chihuahua.
Oh, that was pretty deceptive there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was real sneaky.
And so how do you, let's say, is it, derived from jealousy, like if you think something
100%.
Bad. Okay, keep going.
But that's like the Al-Anon thing, though. You know, like you pour all of your energy and whatnot into trying to control the addict or whoever that you deem that needs to be saved. You know, and then you don't focus on yourself at all because that would be too scary. You know.
Now let me give you a hypothetical.
Okay.
Did you do something like this where you're looking at his profile, and you like follow the rabbit hole of females that he might be following and stuff like that?
For this, I have done that before, 100%. Because I usually
you guys are great at that.
Well, yeah, okay.
Like even my intern laughed.
Yeah, do you do
you're
that
pretty
too, girl?
You're good. But
not
you know
anymore.
How to
see, and that's on growth.
But dudes don't do it like that. You
no,
all are
no,
good.
Because
dudes don't do it like that.
Honey, you're saying a broad statement. You don't even know what you're talking about. Because
maybe
I know some crazy guys
do,
that do
really?
That. Yeah.
All right. Just time stamp that early. Time stamp. I'll take that back.
Okay,
so dudes could do it too.
They can do it too.
But y'all are on some FBI forensics.
We're
you got
better at it.
Way better.
Yeah.
Way like you could find.
We're fucking better.
You could find out all kinds of stuff. Like who? Like if like it's a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. And
I one time found out, and then don't even get me started on my fucking mom because my mom goes off.
You can if you want.
Okay. Well, my mom does background checks. She bought a membership to one of those background check things. And my mom found out this guy that I knew was going by I knew him as Brandon, and she found out that his real name wasn't even that. And
he lied about his name.
Lied about where he was from, his name, what he majored in college. And it was a very linear like lie.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like, you know, his name's Brandon and it was actually Thomas. Like it wasn't actually anything. I don't know why he was lying about all these weird things, but my mom found it out. And
so it's hereditary. Then maybe it's in the family.
Oh, my mom definitely needs Al-Anon too. And that's on taking her inventory and not working program.
So okay. Your mom could find out a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll probably find this podcast and go, Harper, what the hell? But
oh, like that crazy, the crazy Oriental guy. What's his problem?
Just like my mom. Yeah. Yes.
Wait, your mom's an Oriental guy?
No. Spiritually,
I'm
maybe.
Sorry.
No, okay.
Spiritually.
I'm
so let's canceled. Go back to this guy in LA.
Yeah, that was in 2021.
Okay.
And I always date either like addicts or people that I used to.
Keep
I used
it 100.
To.
Keep it 100.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep going.
Not me coming in hot. I have 5 sips of this energy drink.
Maybe
and
I
I'm like,
take that
I got to tell you every dark thing about me.
Is that too strong?
Honey,
is
no.
Okay,
turn it up. So I was dating him, and I started going to Al-Anon at the end of 2021. End of 2021, beginning of 2022. I go for a few months. I don't have a sponsor or anything. I'm not really, and I'm still drinking and whatnot. And you don't have to be sober in Al-Anon, but
no, not at all.
You know, whatever. Mm-hmm, but anyways. And then I drop out and because I was still wanting to live in my mess and whatnot. And then I started again this fall, and now I'm coming up on 4 months of Al-Anon. And
congratulations. Now, as far as your suspicions about that man, did you suspect him cheating or
he was
two-timing you?
So yes and no. I didn't think that he was like deep dicking other girls.
Mm-hmm.
He was too drunk to do that. Because he was always drinking, he just had really inappropriate relationships with
homies.
Yeah.
Like
she's my best friend, babe. I'm eating her out platonically. And so I'm like, oh, fun.
Right.
Yeah. No. But here's the thing where I messed up is, okay, if someone is treating you like shit or if you don't like the way that you're, you know, if you don't like the relationship, then you can just leave. And I didn't really... That didn't really click for me at the time. I'm like, we stay in this.
All right. Did you live together?
Oh, definitely not. We were together for a rockin' 4 months.
Oh, 4 month thing.
But you know how those chaotic things can
be. Now, did you have to block him?
We did have to block each other. It was a rocky end.
Sometimes that's necessary, isn't it?
It is necessary. And like, you know, I have love for him. I wish him nothing but the best.
Is he a comedian?
He's not a comedian.
Woo!
I know, honey.
Ooh,
no.
3 Hail Marys.
I've only dated one comedian.
And that's a great talking point.
Okay.
A transition. Now, because you're in the comedy world in LA, right?
Yes.
It's its own little, whatever, microcosm or a world in itself, right?
Yeah.
Is it smart to date other comics?
Oh.
And how common is it?
Okay, I think it's common, but... I mean, is it smart to date people that you work with in any realm? Probably not, I would say. But is it just kind of fun? And is it normal?
Thanks for your honesty. It's normal.
Yeah, it is.
So have you had other comics go like, hey, you want to have a joke writing writing seminar at my apartment? Yeah, do stuff like that?
I have done that stuff, but I've never had like a hookup. I've never been like running a joke like, knock, knock, let's see your dick. Like,
implying that. I'm just saying like a person just putting that out there. Hey, we're going to have a writing workshop. So they do stuff like that.
Yeah, people do that.
Okay. Or do they do stuff like, hey, I'm throwing my own show. You want to, you want to do a guest spot, or, you know, and then is that another angle?
Oh, like to fuck? I mean, yeah.
Just time that out.
Okay, I'm getting really aggressive.
We're trying to keep it Mr. Rogers vibing here, okay?
I mean, but that's fine. Just
a hang. Just a hang. Yeah, just a hang. But obviously, yeah, because they're dudes, right? So you could spot that a mile away, can't you?
Okay, but do you want to know something? Because I'm going to tell you anyway. Yeah. So here's the thing. One of the creepiest comics that I've ever encountered was actually a woman.
Really?
But I also just maybe I haven't encountered the right creeps, because we already know there's a lot of...
And she was hitting on you?
Yeah. She like laid on my bed. It was like so weird.
Well, this is awesome. This is an awesome story. Without saying her name, can you like, yeah, go ahead, paint that canvas for us, please.
Okay, she was like...
Because the laying on... That's crazy. She was laying on your bed?
Yeah.
Well, give us more context.
And I lived in a studio, and it was like the size of this corner, like right here.
It was your studio?
It was my studio.
Smaller than this studio?
Oh my God, yeah.
How much small? Because this is small here.
Okay. I'm not a size queen, so I think it's fine. it was probably from, you see like the end of your fireplace?
Yeah.
It was like right there to like the where bed. Your bed begins, and then down.
It was a tiny square.
It was a tiny little square. And had a little tiny IKEA bed.
Was it a twin size or a full size?
Oh, honey, it was a twin size.
It was a twin, so it was like a kid's bed.
It very much kid's bed.
You have to have it like that.
It seems like you're judging me. But
no, okay, but you have to have it like that because the space is so small.
Yeah.
So give me more context. Was it after a show? Hey, you want to come over? And
oh, even better. It was before a show. I was going to open for her. And then...
you disclosed something you didn't even realize you disclosed.
What did I do?
Because that means that this is like not an open mic comic. This is someone who has a name kind of out there.
She's like not really doing stand up anymore though.
Okay, that you just revealed more. All right, just keep going then.
Her first name starts with a B. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine? Okay. Anyways, no, I'm mostly kidding. Okay, so and we'll see. Me anyway. So she comes over before, and then she's like, "Oh, can I get a drink of water?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So, you know.
So
I
was
let
this,
her in.
So did you have roommates?
No, honey, there was no room for even me.
So
no.
It's just one studio.
There's just one little box studio.
It's a room. That's a door. You open it, and that's you have a box.
You walk in. Uh-oh, the bed's right there.
What about
the
your bathroom? You have a kitchen shower? Or?
Yeah, I do have that.
Okay. So your bathroom was the size of the bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, wait, what?
Was your bathroom the size of the room?
I just
that
like
you
had a seizure. Okay, no.
Was your bathroom the same size as the room that you lived in?
Oh, no. It was still, everything was micro.
Okay. I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to move into a micro home one day. Like maybe
one
in
day?
Japan. In
okay.
Japan or something.
Okay, yeah, well, don't do it here.
Okay, I'm not. Okay. So you're like, and then so you're in your place, continue.
Okay, so then she comes in, I get her the water. Uh-oh, because I'm a gentle lady. And then things do take a turn. And then she's like laying on the bed, and then she's like, "Oh my God, are you sure you're straight? Are you sure you're straight?" Now here's the thing: I wasn't, but we're not gonna unpack that in my room, okay?
What and time was it at this point?
Like 4 p.m.
Okay.
Afternoon delight.
It was,
so
it was
yeah.
Before the show.
Oh, honey, it was very much before the show, yeah. And so then that happens, and I was just I'm like standing against the wall, and I'm just like, I think I'm straight. And then I think I had a boyfriend at the time too. And then, anyways, and so then I'm not getting on the bed, and then she kind of like gets frustrated and gives up, and then we drive to the show.
Wait, hold up. You sped through that part of the story.
Did I?
Yeah. Let's go back to the room. She said
you're
the
like
water.
My therapist.
She
what
said
she does
the water
me.
Part, but then what happened to this? Lying on the bed and. Like, let's just
well,
talk.
She was just saying a lot of, like, you know, like a lot of sexual things. Because at first it was.
Can
like,
you say it on YouTube?
Okay, I literally just can't remember right in this exact minute. Maybe I blacked it out.
Okay, that's
fine. But I just remember
fine.
Feeling. Because, like, you know, when you get really uncomfortable, I don't know if y'all have this, but y'all ever get so uncomfortable, you just kind of like shut down?
Yeah.
That's what I did. Like, I was just like, I remember just like.
It was that bad?
I mean, it was awkward. It's not like I was like getting rape-a-roni'd,
No, but her vibes were a little bit
the
strong.
The vibes were rancid, yeah.
Ooh, God, I'm
and
sorry.
Like, you know, you can only laugh and go, oh, haha, no, yeah. So many times. And then you're like, no.
So when she
please stop.
When she lied on your bed, was she like sitting on your, like, was she like?
Yeah, like that.
She
like
was
that.
Going like this?
Yeah, like that. And she like had spread like across the bed.
Oh, my
God. And goodness. I was like,
on top of the covers.
Yeah. She didn't pull it up like, read me a story.
That would have been weird if she went underneath the covers.
Yeah.
That would have raised it up a notch.
Well, of course.
Of course. That's when you have to call. You have to call someone.
Yeah.
Okay. So continue. So she made it uncomfortable for you.
Yeah, she made it She does finish. Okay, sorry for speeding through the water, yeah. Honey.
You know what?
I might
have to take this from you because I just realized I'm reading the side of it.
Yeah.
This is Mountain Dew Energy Baja Blast.
Okay.
Equivalent to 2 cups of coffee. I mean, I didn't know that.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing. That's really funny.
I mean, how does it give you? Oh, you definitely have the mental boost going. I don't know why
like
the immune support.
Like,
is
I keep
in there.
Joking that I'm chugging it, yeah. And I'm like, ha, what if I just chugged it?
No, I just
want you guys to know I am chugging it.
Just sip on it.
And I am epileptic, so I am going to seize on camera. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fresh.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and that's
so
all I know to be true.
So you leave the apartment.
Yes.
To go to Starbucks. Where do you guys go?
No, we go to like the Redlands or something. Redlands.
What's that?
It's like an east. It's east of here.
On the east side. And that's where the comedy. Is that the name of the comedy club?
No. The comedy club was a den of sin. But okay. this was like in some restaurant. And then you walk upstairs. And then they had a little club upstairs.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
But no, this was like probably like 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys drove. You guys drove up there together.
Mm-hmm. After that happened.
So hold up. What was the car ride like?
I mean, it was, spoiler alert, bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she kept? So she kept kind of making you feel bad about your sexuality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like at the time, like I was still relatively new to stand. I mean, I'm still new to stand, but like I was like extra new to stand up, and I also didn't know how to like stand up for myself. So I was kind of meek. Now I feel like I kind of have the mouth of a snake. I'm kind of giving cunt, but like, and so it's not very rapeable anymore. But like back then, had those vibes and
yeah. Can I tell you about a similar story that
yeah.
It's the guy that lives up there. His name is, I don't want to even say his name. I won't say his name.
You can write it.
Is when I lived in the smaller studio, probably the size of the apartment you were
the
describing.
Little shoebox,
yeah, the shoebox ones. And it was like 3 a.m. and it was like, and I go, I'm like 3 a.m. and I open up the door and his face is like red like a raspberry. And he's like, hey, do you have a wine opener or something like that? Yeah. And he had like a bottle of liquor. And I'm like, no, dude. And then I just like closed the door on him. But there was another time where my neighbor up front, I'm going to leave him anonymous. He tried to do that to my neighbor up front, but they were actually drinking. So they were actually having drinks. And my neighbor asked for my help. He was like, dude, get over here.
What is going on?
We're not gonna say his name. But then and so it was like this really late, and then I didn't know what to do because I'm not like a enforcer, you know, and I haven't never been put in that situation.
Yeah.
So I walked in, I like barged in there, and I go, what the fuck's going on, man?
Yeah.
You know, I kind of did
you got alpha on him.
Yeah. And
okay.
Then they were on the couch. And then I just saw all, you know, the bottles of liquor, and I'm like, I didn't know what to do. I'm like, I just said, what's going on? And then they were obviously getting tipsy, and I'm like, and then I just kind of gave them a weird, I tried to enforce, like, my vibe on him.
Yeah.
But he ended up leaving, but yeah, it's, yeah.
Okay, dark energy up there.
Yeah. I've had some problems with him.
Has he lived here as long as you've lived here?
Yeah.
Ew. Like, get him out.
What? He has random people, like dudes going in and out, like it's like.
Okay, so he's social.
He's
no,
a little
I
bit
know.
More. Yeah, so
no, I'm teasing.
But now I just kind of keep to myself. So, like, have you dealt with that with neighbors, or, like in LA or something similar to that effect?
Yeah, I've had some weird, wacky neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when I first moved here. They were really nice, but same thing. They always had people coming in and out of their apartment.
Yeah.
There were two. Okay, so it was three brothers. Three brothers living together. Yeah.
Ooh.
One of them died. R.I.P. Heroin.
Okay.
And
fentanyl
they
or something probably.
No, it was like literally heroin. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Their apartment.
Okay. I'm taking this away.
Yeah. Oh my god. Don't cut me off. Oh, okay. Yeah. But so. Yeah. Okay. I love your sweatshirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's really cool. What is that?
It's a friend. I have a PO box, so people send me random things, and it's
oh,
this
cool.
guy's his own like mom and pop clothing company.
I don't even know what it stands for. It has a W.
I thought it was an XXX. Okay. Code. Yeah, because at first I thought it was a mushroom.
No, it's like.
But it's a frog.
Like an LSD tab. Like an acid tab.
Okay.
Tab on the. Sorry, I burped.
No,
on
burp the, into the mic next time.
On the frog's tongue there. See?
Yeah, that's cool.
Pretty psychedelic, huh?
Yeah, that's really cool.
Even though I'm sober, so. But continue with the brothers, the three brothers.
Honestly, they're dead. It's fine. But here's the thing. one of them's dead. But they would just do heroin and then have people coming in and out. But whenever my roommate and I needed something fixed, they would always come over and fix it for us.
Mm.
And then they were really nice.
Yeah.
And then they did fuck one of my friends in our pool that was right behind our room. So that was a bit rowdy.
Right.
Is you that a story that was supposed to share?
No,
what
that's fine.
Happening?
Yeah, we could timestamp that too, because she said the F word. That's the second time she said it.
I'm sorry.
No,
oh
I'm gonna
God.
Switch. I'm gonna throw you a curveball.
Well, wait.
Current events. I'm gonna throw you a curveball.
Oh my God. Okay.
What are your thoughts on? You heard what happened near the University of Idaho recently in the last month or so, right? There was a murder. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. No.
No. Oh,
no.
You haven't heard of this? They still haven't caught the suspect, right?
And there was a murder on campus?
Oh, at a house. So it's two sorority girls. And then this house had three levels, right?
Okay.
So on the first level, there was two girls down there, right? On the second level, there's two girls. And then on the third level, there was a couple there. They're affiliated with, fraternities and sororities. But so the couple went out to the Sigma Chi, like an event. They had a party. The other two girls, they were best friends. They grew up together. They happen to be in the same sorority. I don't know. I might be wrong. But they went to their own. They went to a bar. So they when they came back, the couple came back at 1:40 in the morning. The other couple came maybe 15 minutes later. They, they went to sleep. And then someone killed the two girls on one level. And then
oh, my
the,
God.
The couple. You ever heard of this?
No, I haven't.
So it happened near the University of Idaho, which is kind of neighboring Washington. I'm not Washington. Washington, like near Pullman, Washington.
Okay.
But they still haven't caught the suspect. So do you think that with the information I just gave you, do you think that this person that committed this crime, do you think that...
Is a hero?
No, obviously.
I'm kidding.
But do you think that they knew the victims? Do you think that the person was local?
I mean, I don't know if he knew or she knew the victims.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely probably local.
Mm-hmm.
Not definitely probably. What am I even saying? No, I think that I would say local.
Mm-hmm. Now, can I tell you, I'm going to give you more information.
Okay.
There was a dog there too. There was a
and
dog.
And the dog got murdered?
No, the dog didn't even. My point is the dog didn't alert the rest of the house.
Well, then the dog
may have known the killer?
Yeah. Yeah, because the dog should have barked then.
Right. And why did they leave the two at the first level alive? The two girls at the bottom level survived.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So
yeah,
I know this is fun.
Did.
This is like a clue kind of like.
Yeah,
I
no,
want
this
you to
is,
kinda,
this
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
no,
go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, and I'm tapped in now. Here
good,
we go.
Good,
yeah.
good, good, good.
And we're thinking.
Yeah, good,
okay,
good.
Yeah, because we're going to solve this tonight.
Please.
And we're going to call up the police station. We're going to tell them.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with the story.
All right.
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
Okay, I can see why. It's really interesting. Well, I have something to tell you.
Do you think that the murderer was in the house before they came back from the party, the frat party and the bars? So the killer...
That's probably why the dog didn't bark.
That's interesting.
I am the FBI after all. I can literally crack
it. There's experts that are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
They're saying that the killer somehow got through a window, maybe... I know this. They had to stake out the house first. The person staked it out first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they probably did that. And do you think they knew the victims? Do you think this person knew them, any of them?
Now I do, yeah.
Was it a random act of violence?
No, I don't think so.
So this was planned.
I think it's after now that we're unpacking it and I've emotionally dropped in.
Yes.
Now I do think. Now I can give you a serious, genuine answer.
Can you describe what kind of person would do this? Is this person like incel?
An incel?
Yeah, an involuntary celibate.
No,
like
I know
a
what an incel is, Stevie. I don't need you to mansplain an incel to me. Okay.
Mansplain.
Okay.
Continue. It was so.
I'm dead. Okay. No.
It wasn't an incel.
Was okay, it? Don't pout when you no, say an I incel. I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
There might maybe be some incels that watch my content. That's
wait,
all.
Wait, we so need to talk. Yeah, wait, Stevie, wait. I need to tell you something.
Go ahead.
Okay, speaking of incels that watch your content.
Yeah.
I was on a train.
They might. I'm just speculating. They might not.
Incels
they might
watch my podcast, too. It's okay. But so I was on a train, and we're hard pivoting, but it mm-hmm. comes back to this. Okay, so I was on I took a train from Seattle to back to LA. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to have like because I am kind of codependent. So I was like, oh, let me do something to like get me out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's like a 2-day train ride, right?
By yourself?
By myself.
You just went on a vacation.
I went. My friends got married up in Seattle.
Can we congratulate them?
Yeah, Aaron Bright and Alyssa Shoji. We love to see it.
Congratulations.
They are high school sweethearts, got married, two of the best people I literally know in my life. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And mm-hmm. they're high school, so not only are they high school sweethearts, but they're high school basketball coaches at the same high school where they met.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving wholesome. Anyway, okay. But listen, the story is about, it comes back to you. So, mm-hmm. okay, so I'm on the train. By myself.
Oh, this is come back to me.
Well, you're going to hear it.
Okay, go, okay. I'll shut my mouth.
I'm sorry for yelling.
No,
okay,
no, that's
fine.
That's
the darkness.
Dude, can I just take this away just for a little bit? Dude, this is strong, isn't it? Are you okay with this drink?
I think you're just jealous that we're getting hype.
What,
I know, we're getting jazzed.
Off this Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Continue.
You know what? You should just get you should get one.
No.
And then let's get it fucking.
No, I already,
I just
this is
again.
Almost empty.
See, on my podcast, maybe that's why it's not doing well, because we literally start cursing.
Can I be a guest on your podcast?
Yeah, we do want to.
Please?
I would love for you to be a guest on my podcast.
I would love an invite, please. Or can
okay,
me and Jer-
you need to stop,
can,
because
can
Gabby...
Me and can me and Jeremiah do it? As
literally,
Bros?
I'm not kidding. Literally whenever you want.
Thank you.
Continue. I remember Gabby and okay. I, because okay,
I love Gabby. Gabby's
yeah,
the homie.
Gabby
that's my homie.
Was supposed to come do this with
of
me.
Of course.
Okay, then she
Tea
had
Time podcast, and we're gonna promote that later.
Honey, okay, but can I just okay?
Okay.
We're like literally sweating.
Yeah,
right now.
I know.
We're so we're like.
I feel your intensity.
No.
Let's stay with Seattle.
Okay, Seattle. So the train. I'm on the train alone.
Okay.
But Gabby and I, we were gonna. Okay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so I'm on the train alone, coming from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
To Los Angeles. Now, keep in mind, I am very much, it's giving alone vibes. Okay, so I'm sitting alone on the train. Now, we leave, you know, we're coming down from Washington. We're in Oregon at this point. And this guy gets on and he walks past me. And then he comes and then, like, you know, I just, there's not really anyone in this part of the car, the train car. And he gets up and he gets on the train and he walks past me. And then he does a double take. And then he sits right behind me.
Uh-oh.
And, there's nowhere else, like, on the train. And I was kind of like, so, you know, I'm clocking this. I'm like,
so the red flags are going up.
And I go, you're not killing me today, honey.
Yeah.
You're not killing me today.
So the radar went off.
Yeah, I go, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, so I'm sitting there, turn the volume down, just, you know, a little, like, not too much, okay? Anyways, he gets up, and then he, like, looks at me, and he was like, I'm so sorry. Are you Harper Rose? And, like, I'm not famous or obviously anything at all. So I was kind of like, how the hell does he know me? Like, what is going on?
He said your name?
Yeah, he goes, are you Harper Rose? And I go, yeah. And he goes, were you a guest on the Stevie Weeby podcast? And I was like, you better shut up right now. And then he turns out to be a big fan of yours. He saw me on your podcast. And then he sat down with me for, like, 25 minutes, and we talked about comedy and stuff. And he's, like, a young college student. And...
Can I give him a shout out?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Wilbur.
Shout out to my main man, Wilbur. Thanks for the for subscribing and checking out the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But how cool is that?
That's
and then,
cool.
And he wasn't creepy at all.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
So not all my... what are you implying that... The people who watch my stuff, are they're like
well,
weirdos or something?
He could have been weird.
I have
and I got
people,
afraid that
I have
he was
normal
weird.
People that watch this,
it was
too.
Normal.
Yeah,
and
dude.
How wild is that, though?
So what was
this was in 2022. The last time I was here was, like, what, 2019? I don't know. I'm looking to you for the answer. But 2019, I think.
Yeah.
So wild. Yeah, he's a huge fan of yours. It was really sweet.
Now, I thought this was the story. I thought you were going to say a guy walked by.
And he hit me.
And he kept circling around. And he looked exactly like you, Steve.
Yeah, so
I thought
why
it was
did
be an Asian
do that
guy.
To me?
I thought it was going to be an Asian guy. So
no.
Shout out to my main man, Wilbur. Thank you for checking out the content.
Yeah.
Keep checking it out. Check out Scissor Bros. Check out Tea Time Podcast. Okay, mm-hmm. so that trip, and then that was the end. That was a great kind of end to your trip then, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Has anything else like that happened in Los Angeles as well? Where randomly they'll be like, not this podcast, but let's say you did some other podcast. They're like, oh, I liked you on that thing.
No.
No, okay. See, that's what I'm saying. Dedicated dedicated fans here. Yeah. Did we talk about incels last time?
I don't think so.
Now, I'm just kind of coming up with stuff.
Yeah.
Are there incel comedians?
Ew, yeah.
In LA?
Honey, anywhere. Yeah.
So, how do you spot one? Is it the material?
You listen to you know, like in Charlie Brown, how like the little some like that little cartoon has all the flies around him.
Yeah,
that's like how like the incel like comedian guys are.
So
PU.
Can you describe what
ugly,
that
ugly,
what,
ugly,
what that,
ugly, ugly.
No, do they smell a certain way? Do they look a certain way?
Yeah, honey, it's giving ugly, ugly,
is
ugly.
Is there material a certain way?
Yeah, like bad.
So it's like hatred.
It's like clearly they didn't get love from like their mother. And so then they like carry out that venomous hatred towards like all women.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their dad hit them. I don't really know.
Right.
I don't know. But right. Here's the thing. They do. Have like probably, you know, here's the thing. We all have a sexual joke or two, honey. But I feel like they all talk about like incest porn. And then
this is their material.
Women. Yeah.
Ooh.
Hating. What if I just started naming their names?
No, don't do that.
At? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Okay, that's fine.
No.
So there's a lot of red flags there.
Yeah.
Okay. And so as far as, have you had luck? Is it harder dating in Los Angeles opposed to like other places in the United States?
Well,
because this is the mecca of entertainment, right?
Yes.
So do you find it difficult meeting like a down to earth person that like,
the person I'm dating now is really down to earth and really sweet.
Can we give him a shout out?
Yeah, Janine Hogan, J9_Hogan. It's my girlfriend.
So shout out to Janine Hogan. Okay. And so how did y'all link up?
Okay. I met her in 2019 when she had a girlfriend and I was in my straight era. So I was like, okay. And then we like followed each other on Instagram or whatever. And then we ran into each other in March of 2022 and thought she was cute, kind of flirted a little bit. Nothing came of it.
Not a comedian.
She does. I would say she's predominantly like an actor, like writer, but she does. What's that? It's like musical improv. Like she has like a looping machine.
Oh, yeah. Like this.
Yes. Like that.
Yeah.
I am so bad at describing what she does and I get really embarrassed.
But this is a looping machine.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, this is a looping machine.
It's really impressive. Yeah, so she'll like make a song up on the spot.
Oh, so it's improvisational like music she does.
It's musical improv.
Right. Does she sing or?
No, she raps.
What's her name? I want to check her out.
J9_Hogan.
Really?
Check her out, yeah.
And then does she put out albums that way or is it a live performance?
It's a live performance. She should, honestly, put out an album. Okay,
would she be a guest on here and I could interview her? And like,
oh my God, you should.
And we could go through her music process?
Yes.
Do you think she would be open to that?
I honestly think she would.
Really?
Would you have her on?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, not me getting Janine booked.
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
And you're going to come on mine?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and
Jeremiah
Scissor Bros. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, when?
You guys want to do next week?
The holidays are next
Okay,
week.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
First week of January.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to be in it.
It's giving fake. It's giving fake.
No.
It's
I will be
Hollywood
there.
Elite.
No, it's not
fake.
Elite.
It's giving.
Yeah,
let's get
this
lunch.
This is anti-elite. Look where I am.
Anti-elite.
There's a skateboard here. Now, if you didn't know me and you walked in here, does this?
I would say you could do a kick flip in the blink of an eye.
I could probably could.
Yeah.
Now is this like
you eat hot
single
Cheetos.
Man cave? Like, this is a man cave.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the what are some indicators?
Okay. No, because I just
because I like it when people do
this.
This
last time
I know
like,
I love it. I love
okay,
it. I keep going back to it. I love
I'm
it.
Obsessed.
I love it.
Okay.
I could take it too. So just
you
be
can
real.
Take it.
I could take
well,
it.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Just really break down the stuff that's dead giveaways. I love it when people do this.
Wait, dead giveaways that you're single?
No, I'm not single though.
Oh,
but no,
wait,
that
that's
is a man cave.
Said. I thought so.
No, I'm not
okay.
single. Man cave.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? Good for you for saying that. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah,
not
okay.
single.
Boot up. We
yeah,
love to see it.
Yeah.
Okay. That it's a man cave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see a woman's touch in here. And that was me putting it really delicately. And I think it's great.
Keep going.
No,
keep
but I.
But
I
what
think
are some?
It's great.
Give us some examples of that though. What are some indicators of that? And yeah, just don't hold back the punches. Just really, really punch for the gut.
No, I don't want to.
No, I want you to.
I'm working really hard.
How about I get it started?
Do this.
How can I could get it started? There's a skateboard right there.
And I'm looking at it.
With wax on it.
Well, that's why I said you can do a mean kickflip.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so that's one indicator.
You probably practice in here.
All right, and can I give you another thing? That okay. Let's get it started.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an Xbox right there. That means, oh, this
and I
guy,
saw that as well.
This guy plays video games.
But see, that's just two on the nose. That's
okay,
two on the nose.
And then there's all this weird stuff here.
Honey, let me tell you what it is. You don't have any, like, you don't have, like, a big piece of art, like, either, like, by your bed or, like, I mean, you have this piece right here, which is really cool. And this over here, I feel like this is a really cool corner, and I'm obsessed. Pull it together.
No, I am. I can take it. I can
okay,
take
okay.
It. I'm processing.
I'm just
everything.
Saying. I'm just saying. Like, there's not like a feminine touch in here.
What would what does that entail, though? What would a feminine touch entail? A plant?
A candle.
I can't have a candle lit.
A
right
scented up. Candle.
That's a scented candle.
We'll turn it up.
So okay, scented candles.
Yeah.
Plants. More art. What else? I mean, look at
your curtain. Okay, your curtain. It looks like you cut up a cargo pant from Old Navy and then outstretched it. And I was trying to hold that in, but if you're gonna fucking if you're gonna frickin' push me, it looks like you cut open cargo pants and then just draped it over
ouch.
your window.
See, that's what I love. That's real.
So I hope that can
love
help
that
you.
You just said that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, what about the weird electrical tape that blocks out the sun?
That's what that's for.
Yes.
I didn't even know if I wanted to unpack
this
that,
is
but
a
okay.
Vampire cave. No. You're in a vampire cavern. Keep going. I love what you're doing.
Keep going.
I love it because I want to grow from this.
Okay, well, I am impressed that you have two throw. Wait, is that one or two throw pillows? It's one?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
He's literally having a rabies attack. I'm dead. Okay, but like your pillows, it looks like as flat as like Emily Ratajkowski's ass. Like, I can't, like, you know, where's the fluff?
This is good. It's like crowd work for you. Keep going, no. Man. You're doing good.
What I don't want to overstep.
No. I like it.
But you want to know what? Can I say something nice?
Before you move on.
Fuck.
What about the bedding? Make fun of the bedding.
Make fun of the bedding?
Look what that is.
I mean, it's uninspired. I would just like, I don't.
Okay. Right there, dude. Uninspired. Describe what it is.
I mean, I'll tell you what it isn't. It's not like giving, like inviting. It's like, it looks, and now this, now I hate to say this, and I hate to say this.
Yeah.
It looks like a sleeping bag.
It is a sleeping bag.
You better stop.
It is a sleeping bag. I'm a man child, and I know. It's okay.
How old are you?
I'm old.
I know.
I'm in my 40s. That's all that you need to know. I'm
okay,
old.
43. 47?
Edit this part out. We can't no, I'm telling you.
Okay,
seriously,
okay.
Timestamp that.
Okay.
I'm old. Okay, that's all you need to know.
Okay.
This
sorry
is not,
for pushing
for
it.
My age.
I'm sorry for
this
pushing
should
it.
Not be happening. At my a guy my age doesn't have all these weird stickers, and this is not, you know what I'm saying? And you're exactly right. That bedding is unacceptable. It's uninspired. You're right.
Uninspired. Okay, don't say the words back because it sounds even worse.
I'm just saying, there's a black, describe what this, it's a black sleeping bag.
Okay, because what's it called when you like pain? A masochist? That's what you're giving right now. You're giving masochist vibes.
Really?
Yeah, because like you want me to go in, but can I say, I want to say something nice. Okay. The good thing about
this
is that like, you know what is bad is when you walk into specifically a man's space and there's no personality. Like you walk in here and there is personality.
Okay, keep going. I like that. Let's go towards the
like
positive.
I can tell your interests, you know?
Yeah, keep going with the positivity. I like that.
Okay.
Okay, keep going.
And
keep
I think
going.
It's good that you have the AA book right there. Not to blow up your anonymity.
Anonymity.
Okay. That word is really hard for me. Just that's me being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But no, I think this gives, you know what, it doesn't give off predator vibes.
Keep,
dude.
Keep going with that.
So,
like that. Mm-hmm.
Stevie, not a predator, and we love to see that.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell, you could tell my interests though, right?
Yeah,
I like
tell
art and skateboarding.
Yeah, which is cool. You seem like you'd be fun to hang out with, and you are. Mm-hmm. And
Thank you. I don't want to do the how do you say that word? Masochistic?
Masochistic.
Yeah, I don't like the masochistic. But it is fun.
Yeah, see, that's why when you're like, don't hold back, I'm like, no, because, you know.
But yeah, that means you're kind-hearted. You don't, you know, you're not like that. But
no,
I don't mind it because other comedians have done that when they're in here. Like Eric Griffin goes in on me Eric Griffin's here, he breaks it all down, right? Love you, Eric, but yeah. But
here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this.
Go ahead.
And I will. Mm-hmm. I don't think out of all people to give you crap, I don't think it needs to be coming from comedians. I don't care how successful or unsuccessful you are. Comedians are just severely broken toys.
Look in the camera while you say that.
Broken.
Yeah. So that's an interesting kind of like segue.
Yeah.
What's do you enjoy getting up on stage? What's the most enjoyable thing about what you do?
I don't know why
that's a problem. It took you a while. You'd be able to answer like that.
No, okay, because it's because I just did a show in San Diego last night, and I don't know why, but I just like reflected on that. But okay, like, I mean, the best.
How did the set go? I mean, how was the crowd?
Okay, well, okay, that's okay. Okay, so how did the set go? It went. I had fun making the people laugh. We love that. Mm-hmm. However, it was really frustrating because like Gabby and I, we drove down to San Diego, right? Mm-hmm. So that's like over 3 hours.
So this is Carlsbad, Oceanside.
No, this is Point Loma.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And it's this place called Good Bar. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great spot to like normally to like work out material. However, but it's just really frustrating because you know, like you get to like go out of LA to do stand up, which is really fun. And then like you get like longer sets than you usually do in LA. Mm-hmm, and so like, you know, and Gabby and I are both working on new material. And so we were really excited to work on that. We get in though, and it like, you know, good crowd, whatnot. But there are two blackout drunk women that are talking throughout the entire show. And then other people start getting wasted as well. And so then by the time I get on stage, like, I can't even really do my jokes because these people are so wasted. And so then I had to predominantly do crowd work, which is fun and great. And like, I'm very like, you know, I feel very like fortunate that like that's a muscle that I know how to use. Mm-hmm. And that's fun. And I have no problem going in on people. Mm-hmm. And in a fun way, of course, I want us to all have fun. I don't want to be a nasty bitch, no matter if you're drunk or not. But it was just really I would just say like, that's like a really frustrating aspect.
Oh, like of any live show.
Yeah, that's like okay. So it's like, you know, we drove 3.5 hours down to do like a longer set, which was supposed to be a really fun experience.
How long was your set?
My set was supposed to be 20 minutes.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And they were heckling me so bad, I did 12, 13.
So
and
now, then, like, let's process this. Let's kind of walk through this again. So by the time you hit the stage, were they already kind of saying stuff?
Oh. Yeah, at full volume.
Oh, that's tough. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it was really a lot. And then, like, you know, so then, like, I'm trying to get them to shut the fuck up. And then, like, I, like, kind of call out the bartender for, like, not because he's, like, also the bouncer. Mm-hmm. And I kind of call him out, like, in, you know, with a playful undertone.
Was it at a bar?
Of course it is.
Okay, so it's usually at, so a lot of these venues, like, just comedy venues are at like bars, like upstairs. They might have a stage or something like that. Okay, so let's turn it back to the positive. How you did it here?
Yeah.
How you did it about my
bedroom?
Yes,
yeah.
What would be the best kind of environment to do your comedy? Like, what would be the best scenario? Would it be like you opening up for Bill Burr at an amphitheater or something like that? Give me that.
Oh my god! Let's go
positive.
Well, my best friend Bianca Cristoval, hilarious comic. Mm-hmm. She is one of Bill Burr's openers. Mm-hmm. We love to see that. But I mean, no. I mean, I would obviously love to open for, you know, a comedian that I really respect.
But is that I'm talking about a best case scenario as far as doing your comedy. It doesn't have to be opening for someone, but what would be the best environment?
The best environment would be in a place with like low ceiling, so the laughter sounds really good, you know, where people aren't blackout drunk but have a few drinks in them, where there's not weed, because weed is great, but I don't think it mixes
with comedy.
I don't. It's with too audiences.
It's too introspective.
Because people can still like enjoy the comedy, but they like when you get too high, you just get smiley, and then you're not laughing.
Like I said, it's introspective.
Yes,
they
it's
get in their head and they're laughing in their mind.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, a great environment would be a comedy club. Wouldn't you say a comedy club, like an improv?
Yeah.
So low ceilings, an improv, a comedy club, right?
Yeah.
Where, how about this?
Or
let's
like
do this. Let's do this. No alcohol.
Okay.
No alcohol.
Okay.
For the show, for your show.
Yeah.
So no
okay,
alcohol.
Okay, for my show.
No alcohol. You can smoke marijuana after the show.
Okay.
Outside by the
yeah,
smoking
you know what?
Area.
You can have... Instead of alcohol, we'll have these Mountain Dew energy drinks.
Yeah, and then we'll have Mountain Dew Baja Blast sponsor the show. Okay,
we will.
Yeah.
And we will. Yeah.
And then how about this? The people that come out, How about this? They like what you do. They're fans of Tea Time Podcast. Yeah. How about that? So they're already aware of you.
Mm-hmm.
They're fans of what you do, right? Rather mm-hmm. than strange drunk women that are heckling, right?
Yes. So and that is also really sweet to like be starting to get to a point where like I do have like, even if it's just like one or two people, it's really sweet to like have people like come out to see, like, you know, that's oh, ideal.
It's gonna happen
to like cultivate an audience.
And it's happening right now. You just don't know it. It's happening right now. Mm-hmm. It's happening. There's people that like tune in every week to your podcast, right?
Which is insane.
Yeah. And then they're the ones that are gonna buy tickets to your shows.
Yeah.
Eventually, right? The longer you do it.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. Do you think that you're kind of growing thicker skin when you go through kind of the trials and tribulations of sets like that? Don't you think that you kind of grow stronger as a comic or something?
I mean, I hate it, but yes, you're 100% right. You like have to go through.
Because that's life, right? You have your low points, you have your high points.
I think it makes you tougher in general to have to go through that just to be just so blatantly disrespectful. Is that chew?
Yeah.
Does that hurt? Doesn't it hurt your gums? Wait, was that dumb?
No. Okay. No. You want to transition into this?
I mean, we could.
No, do you want that? Because I'll go there. Do you want to go there?
Okay.
Because if we go here, we're going to have to talk about my teeth and my breath, the whole thing. Because this is a problem. Yeah. Because people. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is chewing tobacco.
Yeah. My cousin's husband does it.
Yeah. And then what you thought it hurts?
I thought it does. I thought it like cut your mouth or something. I thought it made like little cuts.
That's weird. This one does. That's so weird you said that. Because this is Kodiak.
Okay, because you left Kodiak, like I didn't know what the goddamn hell I was talking about.
No, I wasn't implying that. No, I'm on the same page as you, but so weird you would say that because this is the one brand that does.
Really?
Kodiak. Okay. This is Kodiak, and then there's fiberglass. Oh, there used to be fiberglass in this.
Jesus Christ.
But the thing
just
is...
Just so you like absorb more tobacco?
Mm-hmm.
Heavens, okay.
I mean, I don't, you know, people know this already about me. You're supposed to spit.
Yeah. Because that's why I was getting confused.
Have you seen me spit once?
No, I haven't. That's why I was getting confused as to what that was.
I'm an anomaly. This is some.
So you just swallow it?
I'm a tobacco freak. Yeah. You believe? I mean.
So you're straight up just chewing cigarettes over here. you're just
that's another way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now is now.
Okay, go off. We all have our thing.
Do you believe that a woman out there accepts me for that?
Okay.
Yeah, she accepts that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, is this a red flag normally? Let's say if I was single in L.A.
Yeah. Well,
no. Would this be a problem?
Okay. You said single in L.A.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing.
That's specific, isn't it?
There's so many worse things to do than to swallow your little cigarette juice than to, yeah. Hell yeah.
Like what? Give me some
examples. Okay.
I love the examples.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, so something that's worse than swallowing your cigarettes. I one time.
Think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I have an answer.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's clear.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was picked up one time from a guy that was vetted by a friend.
What does vetted mean?
It means
vouched.
Checked, vouched.
Vouched.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So I picked up, got picked up by this guy,
mm-hmm.
and he did in fact take me to a strip club on a first date.
Ouch!
And I said, okay. And
why? Then,
maybe to like show that he's fun and cool.
Really?
Instead of.
Well, how'd that make you feel, though? I mean,
I was 21 at the time, so I was trying to kind of like seem like I was cool. I mean, deep down, I was just kind of like, I don't think I like this. But on the outside, I was like, oh, yeah.
New experience.
Okay. Yeah. I can hang. Sure. Uh-huh. So then we went to a strip club for the first time. And then he said, are you flexible like that? And I was like, no.
Said that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
So that... didn't end up working out, did it?
Surprisingly, no. It
yeah,
did not.
So was that the first and last date?
Unfortunately, it was a first, but there was a third date.
I want to know about the third date. Go ahead. Talk about the third date.
Well, we went to go see a movie at, you know, like how you can go see movies outside?
You have no dinner. He's got to pay for dinner.
Yeah, I know.
A dinner.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Some dinner.
I know. Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
Keep going. So dinner and a movie, please. Say dinner and a movie.
Please, yeah.
Was it dinner and a movie?
Well, he did take me to Chipotle one time, but his car got towed, and then I had to pay for the tow truck.
This guy doesn't.
I'm sorry, is it getting wet in here?
He doesn't seem like a good bet at all.
I know.
Wow, that's those are warning signs.
It was giving dark energy. Yeah,
that was a steak dinner for him.
It honestly was.
Like, dude, I'm gonna impress her tonight, dude. I'm gonna take her to Chipotle, let her get the chicken burrito.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So no legit dinner.
No legit dinner.
Shame on you. What's his name?
No, hell no.
Can I just make up a name? Seth. Shame on you, Seth.
I don't know. I'm sorry for shutting down. Seth.
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 Shame on you, dude.
Yeah.
Now.
You're a failure to your
father.
Let's
go to the positive.
Okay.
What would be.
He had great hair.
Okay. We'll give him that.
And he had a Murphy bed.
We'll give him that too. What would be.
I didn't have sex with him. I just want to make that clear.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm not out here.
Okay. What would be like a great date? Like what would be like a one date that impresses you?
Yeah, one that's 30 minutes long, not too much talking, cute amount of laughs. I leave, you leave. We don't touch at all. We'd barely even look at each other. That is good.
That's a good date?
No.
Okay, no, I really want to know the good
okay,
one.
Okay.
What kind of dinner does this have to be?
Okay, can I say something? You keep saying dinner, and that here's the thing.
I thought dinner was, may be old-fashioned, but I thought that's the way you did it back in, at least in the 90s. I'm sorry. Look at my intern even went like, shook her head like, no.
Okay.
Then timestamp that. We'll take that one out. The 90s line. Okay.
Stop trying to hide.
I know. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm bringing
what,
up dinner because
think that you're 12? Okay.
It's traditional, right? A dinner, what? Right? Dinner and a movie,
and
right?
And that's fine. That's no. So long. That, no, I would kill that? I would literally kill myself.
Okay, so
in
dinner.
Front of the person.
So what would you pick, a dinner or a movie?
I feel like you're not internalizing this. I would kill myself in front of whoever tried to take me to a dinner and a movie on a first date. That is so much time with someone I don't know. Ugh.
Okay, I didn't even throw this in there. What about a coffee?
That is literally perfect for a first, for the complete stranger.
Coffee.
That coffee is perfect. You can do dinner, and if you drink, going for like one drink, I think is fine.
Okay.
I personally, sorry to be on my boring thing right now, but I don't think honestly you should drink on a first date because it clouds, and I'm guilty. I like, oh my God, I'm like the type of person that used to get wasted on a first date. Like I'm nervous, and it's like you're actually a mess. Mm-hmm. Because of like the nerves and whatnot. But like when you drink on a first date and even a second date, like to the point where you're getting drunk, you don't really know if you like the person. You know,
it clouds your vision.
Yeah. And you don't know what the hell's going on.
So does the coffee spot need to be a certain, like Starbucks, does Starbucks count?
Okay, honestly, I say just go wherever you want to go. I'm so tired of people being so judgmental. If you want to go to Starbucks, go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
If you want to go, I personally love the coffee shop, Go Get 'em Tiger. That's my favorite.
Can we give them a shout out real quick?
Okay.
Where are they at?
Larchmont or on Sunset.
Go Get 'em Tiger. Go Get 'em Tiger.
Yeah.
Okay. So coffee is perfect for the first date.
I think it's perfect. And here's the thing. You can do dinner too. However, I kind of feel like with dinner, it kind of like puts this pressure, especially if you're in like a hetero situation. I feel like if you go to dinner, it kind of like, and the man pays, I feel like it kind of like puts like some pressure on the girl that she like needs, not, and you don't, but I kind of feel like it puts pressure that you need to like go and hook up afterwards. It can like add like some pressure. Whereas if you just like go to coffee or you go do something like nice and chill.
Does it matter? Let's keep it like
ice cream. Is cute.
Oh, ice cream counts.
One of my favorite first dates. It didn't work out with this person, but this is still one of the most fun first dates I've ever been on. We went to a rage room in downtown LA. It's where you go and you break a bunch of stuff.
Can I give him a shout out real quick, or her a shout out?
No.
Okay. Was it a dude? Or
it was a dude.
It was a dude?
Yeah, it was a dude.
Okay. No, you just broke a bunch of stuff?
We just broke a bunch of stuff. And it was so fun. And like, I am really shy on first dates too. So I'm kind of like, but like I feel like it really got me out of my head, and we had so much fun.
So a perfect first date, there's nothing physical, right? It's just like, hey, I had a good time, and then like a hug or
I think you can kiss at the end if you want. I mean, usually for coffee, like for the coffee dates I've been on, I haven't been like, let's make out now. Right, like, right, I'm right, like, right. No.
Now, what if he's handsome, right? He's coming in for the kiss, right? And it's a perfect date. Right?
Yeah.
But then you notice a certain smell.
Oh.
You're like, God, this smells like shit.
Then I'll curb him and he can just kiss the cheek.
Like poo, like actual shit. But he looks like Tom Hardy.
No, because I almost just literally gagged. Okay, because once you said
like Leonardo DiCaprio, like he's handsome. He's a stunner. He's a stunner.
Yeah, but his mouth is a bummer. So no, he's not.
His mouth is definitely a bummer.
Yeah, we're not kissing.
So is that'll kill it off?
Yeah. Brush your teeth.
He drives like a BMW.
Those break down all the time. That's not going to impress me.
A Mercedes.
Oh.
A Ferrari. What if you had like a green Ferrari?
Oh my God. Then I would just
that wouldn't matter.
If your breath is that bad.
It's really bad. It's like.
Because here's the thing. Can I say so? I'm 29, right? So yeah. I moved to LA when I was what? Like 18, 19. Mm-hmm. So I've been here for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And this is like all where my dating experience is.
Yes,
and
please.
I've dated the homeless guys. Okay. No, he lived in his van. Shout out to you.
Okay.
And. No, he doesn't, so we love that for him. But anyway, so, and that's on the come up. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Never date them after that, though. But anyway, so, we've dated the homeless guy, okay? And then we've dated the people that drive the Porsches and whatever.
The musician?
Yeah, no.
The aspiring musician?
He drove a Jeep.
Okay.
Which was a great car.
Yeah.
A great car. But what I'm saying is, I've gone out with everyone on the spectrum.
Everything.
I've dated everything. So
everything.
Mm-hmm.
What about the athlete?
Yes, I did date an athlete, actually. Okay,
so you've done the whole...
Yes, I've done it all.
The whole spectrum.
Yeah.
Keep going with it.
Okay.
Okay, and then what's the point? So
the point is like, I think especially like when you're like younger too, I think like, oh, like they're so hot. Like, oh, yeah. I obviously like that can like, you know, I think that can like blind you for mm-hmm. the other problems. Mm-hmm. But now I just feel kind of tired. And so like if a hot person walks up and they smell like shit... I literally don't have time for that.
You mean their body odor or their breath?
You just said their breath.
So we're talking about breath.
Yeah, we're talking about breath.
Okay, let me flip it on you.
Okay, flip it on me.
What if the guy is just, he looks like horrendous, right?
Just I've dated those too.
Horrendous, but then.
But smells really good.
Their breath smells like spearmint.
Is he funny?
Yeah. Like Chris Farley.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not proud of this, but yeah, I would make out.
If he looked like Chris Farley?
Oh, if they look like Chris Farley is not ugly to me.
Okay, so what would be
Who's that guy that was in 9 1/2 weeks later that looks wild now? He was cute, young, looks kind of like an ogre.
So the funny attribute, it goes a long way with you then.
Yeah, unfortunately.
If they're not, that's my mental illness. If they're not physically attractive, that they gain points on that the other end of this spectrum there.
Isn't it interesting? Because I feel like that's like how it is for... I feel like women will overlook looks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Mickey Rourke!
Oh, he's a stunner.
Honey, he was, but now he's beastly.
He's got holes show in his face. I love Mickey Rourke.
Like this?
I love like this? Yeah, I like that Mickey Rourke.
Well, then you need to pray on that.
Well, he was in Rumblefish too, right?
Or no, look at that. That looks like a wax man.
He was in Barfly. Yeah, Barfly.
Are y'all not thinking that's a beast?
He's a handsome man, though.
He
used to be very handsome.
Before he could run a train on me, and now I want to hit him with a train. That's how it
is. Oh, well, him in The Wrestler, that movie. Remember, he's like...
Oh, he was great in The Wrestler.
Yeah, right?
But not...
So Mickey Rourke, but that's not a good... He's a handsome man.
Well, I don't know about that. Not now.
Okay, what about this?
Gary Busey.
Okay, that's even that's
okay,
better. That's
okay,
better.
Okay, okay, okay.
I'm gonna throw you another curveball, and then we're gonna start doing the plugs and everything.
Okay.
If he looks like stunner, right?
Yeah.
Breath perfect, right?
Okay.
But he's
into QAnon.
But he's like, he's not funny at all. He's just bland. His personality, like, you know, he's just a boring guy.
Okay. So
can you tolerate that?
Well. Short answer, no. But if I may, okay, not you holding your shoe for comfort, but here's the thing. you're like, I can't.
Don't psychoanalyze. I'm still tripping on my curtons, okay?
You mean your cargo?
My sleeping bag.
Your cargo short curtains?
Yes.
And the sleeping bag. Okay, because I'm like, is that a weighted blanket or a sleeping bag? And you said, ha 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 ha, it is.
It's a sleeping bag.
What's the thing underneath? That's
is dude. That will you not? Let's get off my bedding and the curtains. Let's keep it with the guy that doesn't have a personality, is not funny, but he looks stunning. The stunner.
Okay.
Okay.
I need you to plug your P.O. box so someone can send you a comforter. But okay, so
you know what? That's not a bad idea.
I literally
I'm gonna do that at the end. Okay. I'll do that at the end.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, I'll do that at the end.
And you should.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
So a whole new bedding.
Because you need something that like just it unifies the. Also, it's black because it's like a studio. You want to have something that like I feel like this is like making. What am I trying to say?
Just say
okay,
it.
Okay, she knows what I'm trying to say. It's the center of the room, and it's. This is gonna sound harsh. I'm gonna say.
Oh,
it.
Dude, that just pained me the way you said it like that, my friend.
But it's,
that pained me, dude. That's my intern that said that.
You're resilient. You're strong.
Okay.
You can handle it. But no, but I just feel like you need something that's like a little bit lighter, and it would make the space look bigger because right now it's just giving eyesore, with respectfully.
Ow.
That's pain. No. And I didn't know how to deliver that softly.
Okay, let's
but it's a great space. It's a great space. And if you just had a different comforter with matching pillow shams. Covers, if you will.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
right.
Dry your eyes. You're fine.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So, okay, the week that I met my, or that I dated my girlfriend, that I went on, like, our first date.
Yeah.
We went on a Thursday, but on a Tuesday, I went out with, okay, dry your eyes. Thank you. And so I went out with a guy who was like that, who was, like, super cute, but just so boring. And then I had to start asking weird-ass questions like, to, like, spice up the date because
like,
I was so bored.
Give me an example of a weird question you'd asked him. You asked him.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, are you going to answer it? Okay. For $500,000 untaxed, would you have sex with your birth mother? Yeah. So it's giving yes.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So you would ask stuff like that?
I was so bored. That's how bored. That's not on me. That's on him.
Oh my God.
Okay, Stevie.
All right. Well, we made an hour, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You killed it.
Hell yeah.
Now's the time. Can we plug the Tea Time podcast with your homegirl, Gabby Lamb?
Yeah.
How do people support that?
You guys would follow us on Instagram, which is Tea Time. Mm-hmm. 42069.
Mm-hmm.
Really mature. Yeah. Okay. And it's an audience interactive podcast. Mm-hmm. And so each week we have a prompt and then people write us in and then we share the stories anonymously.
Yeah.
And we love that. And you're going to be a guest with Jeremiah.
Yeah.
We're going to get the Scissor Bros on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good format, by the way. I like that format.
Thank you.
It's unique.
Yeah. And we've been doing live shows. It's really fun.
Yes. And then. Do you have a YouTube or a website?
Yes, we
something?
Have a YouTube. The website is in the process of being built, but it's just Tea Time Podcast. You can look up either Gabby Lamb, you can look up me, Harper Rose Drummond, and it's plugged all over our socials. And that's just pretty much really cute. You can find me on social media at Harper Rose D. That's all my social media handles.
Spell that out for
him. HARPERROSED. That's me.
On Instagram, socials,
TikTok,
right?
Twitter.
Yes. So thanks for tuning in to another great episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com slash Stevie Weeby. P.O. Box.
We need to get him a comforter set because it's not looking cute. The apartment is cute. The bed, honey.
Send your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391. LA, California 90093. Also, tune in to Scissor Bros podcast. We drop new episodes weekly on Friday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to that YouTube, youtube.com/scissorbros. I'm working on some new music, so stay tuned for that. But all music's
cool.
At stevieweebybandcamp.com. And I also want to bring your buddy in here, the looper, the beat
my
looper.
My buddy, my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend, your girlfriend. Your girlfriend, the beat looper.
Or as we can say it to my homophobic grandma, my buddy. Yeah.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Janine Hogan.
Janine Hogan is going to be on here soon.
Okay. Let's go.
Did we cover it all? Dude, that's
okay,
awesome.
Thank you so much for
Tea
having
Time
me.
Podcast. Anytime.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Gabby Lamb's coming on too.
Yeah, she is. Okay, cute.